message. And Uranus is also very new, shocking, fun, interesting, and odd energy. So this is me channeling that Uranus endorsed energy by doing a podcast, you know, with my voice and using my voice in a very unique and odd way, which is very Uranian, which I think is really dope. So why did I pair this with the Wait song or the Whisper song by the Yin Yang Twins? Well, that whole song is pretty much ASMR, and I think that they were doing ASMR before everybody even realized it. So props to the Yin Yang Twins. Okay, so wait till you hear this. Oh. Okay, that was really bad, but I'm gonna make it work. So they are. associated with the sixth house. Let me clear my throat. Not like the Clovers from Bring It On, but you know what I mean. And if you didn't get that joke, I'm gonna need for you to watch some movies ASAP, okay? We're gonna have to work on that, okay? But nevertheless, Virgos are the assholes of the zodiac because, well, Virgo deals with speech and communication, and Virgos have Scorpio in their third house. And guess what rules, you know, feces and excretions, and where does it come out of? The asshole. So, Scorpio in their third, they're very petty, and they can say things that can make them come off like an asshole or a jerk. And then also, they have Uranus ruling their sixth house, and we know that Virgo is the original sign of the sixth house. So with Aquarius there and Uranus going and ruling their sixth house, they can just really rub people the wrong way because they have a different approach to everything, and it just gets on people's nerves. And then that Mercury energy, they're very analytical, and they can point out things that people really don't want to hear, but some people can take it and some people can't. But asshole with Virgo, because Virgo actually rules the asshole. So, I mean, if that's what they're associated with, then I guess that would make sense, right? But yeah, Virgos are jerks sometimes because they can be very petty and very critical and really fucking irritating. I'm just saying. But let's get to the next question. How many Geminis do you know personally? And how are your interactions with them? I know so many Geminis. Like, there's a lot of them. Okay? And, I know Geminis that operate on a higher vibration. And I also know a lot of Geminis that operate on a lower vibration. But, it's all good. Because I have a respect for Geminis. Because my Mars is in Gemini in the 8th house. So there are at times I can exemplify Gemini energy on both levels. So, but as far as me knowing them, a lot of my clients, when I read natal charts, have Gemini on the ascendant or Gemini Mars. And matter of fact, I just had a client who had a Gemini sun. Then I have another client who has like planets in the third. So a lot of Gemini energy going around. I'm yawning because it's 2:13 in the morning, but I can't sleep, so what am I doing making a podcast? Whispering. Hey, how you doing, love mama? Let me whisper in your ear. But anyway, I dated a Gemini ex, and that was probably the most tumultuous relationship of my whole entire life. And I'm so happy that the relationship ended, because I probably would have lost my freaking mind dealing with that bipolar psychopath. And now Geminis are like that. But Geminis can be very, very flaky, and they can really exemplify a lot of their negative traits because they have a lot of sides to them. But the higher vibration Geminis are extremely understanding, and they can rap, and they have like verbal talent and vocal abilities, and they don't mind sharing that with the world. And also, they are very smart, and they're curious, and they are very good at learning information and finding out information, which I think is pretty dope. And I can talk with Geminis all the time because my Mars is there. So whenever someone's sun or someone's Venus or someone's Jupiter, somebody's planets fall into my 8th house or conjunct my Mars and Gemini in the 8th house at the 8th degree, me and this person can literally talk all day long without problem. Pretty dope. So I just really like them, but I understand why they're irritating to pretty much the whole world. But it's okay, Gemini. I still have love for you because I have Gemini energy in my own chart. Question number 4: if you could have an imaginary best friend, what two placements or what three placements would they be as far as someone arising? Wow, this question is very creative. if astrology can heal and help you understand yourself and the world around you and why you're here, then why not use that gift to help other people understand their own? So I think it's just beautiful, and I've been in contact with a lot of beautiful people in astrology. My boyfriend's an astrologer, my teachers are amazing, and it's just brought a lot of growth and happiness and peace and understanding into my life, in addition to the spiritual components that I already adopted way before I got into astrology. So it's changed my life for the better, because I can't, it's like everything I do, I try to bring some type of astrological piece to it. So it's a beautiful change, and I'm really appreciative of it. Next question: why do you think immutable signs get looked at as sometimes being flaky? Well, mutable energy is changeable. Immutable energy likes variety. Immutable energy doesn't like to be bored. So they can stir things up, or they just go with the flow and they change, because mutable energy needs to move, it needs to flow. And that's where that flakiness comes in, where everything else is stabilized. Mutable energy looks like it's flaky and like they're all over the place, because they need variety, they need versatility, they need adaptability to be able to maneuver and achieve this mutable energy. So Pisces, Virgo, Gemini, Sagittarius, they like movement. Like Sagittarius likes to move with knowledge. Gemini likes to move with communication. Pisces likes to move with their feelings. Virgo likes to move with information. So that's what I think about that. This question I like, it says, how long have you and your boyfriend been together? And how do you feel about y'all's industry composite chart? Well, if you ever wanted to find him, just look up Atal Ratuti on Facebook. And we've been together for about 3 years now, and it's been amazing. I love him so much. So, babe, if you're listening to this, I love you. But we've been on this journey, this path together for quite some time, and our anniversary is coming up in August, and I can't wait to see how we're going to celebrate our time together, and I'm looking forward to that. And our synergy and composite is super duper karmic, but it's in a super productive way, because we're building this empire and we're building this foundation for other people to learn astrology, and I think it's just pretty dope. And I just really love the fact that we can work together as a team, because we understand each other and we made a soul contract agreement to come back in this life and reconnect in this level, in this way, to impact and change lives for the better. And in our synastry chart, we have a lot of stuff going on, but our charts basically mirror each other. Like, his fifth house is ruled by Capricorn, and I have Saturn in the fifth, and Saturn rules Capricorn. He has Saturn in the third in Scorpio, and I have Capricorn in the third, and Capricorn is ruled by Saturn. So Saturn is pretty much both in our third and fifth house. And then we both of our suns fall into each other's 11th house. So not only did we meet online, because 11th house deals with social media, he's my best friend and I'm his best friend. Like, that's my nigga and I'm his nigga. That's my motherfucking homie. So yeah. And we also have a sun and Venus conjunction. So every time we're around each other, all we feel is love and appreciation. And he's a Virgo sun, and I'm a Venus in Virgo. And so people always talk shit about Virgos. Like, it's hard for Virgos. And I get why. You know, I deal with that type of energy myself. But, phew, another yawn. But I'm almost done with the podcast, so it's all good. But anyways, we understand each other. Because the Sun Venus, we have the same values. We appreciate each other. And a lot of things are just understood because of that conjunction. And then we have moon, opposite moon in our synastry. So it's like the yin and yang. And we can just balance each other out. And he's very masculine. I'm very feminine. And he's a leader. We're both leaders. We both have cardinal moons. But, you know, it's really dope. And in our composite chart, we got Libra on the ascendant, Sun conjunct Venus in Leo, which is interesting that we have the same exact placement in our synastry. And the fact that that echoes just shows that we're definitely meant to be together and that there is significance, to something significant behind that. And it's not left without, so we work as a team and we do a lot of astrology stuff, a lot of spiritual things, and we try to encourage other couples that black love is where it's at, and that you can go through a lot of hell in previous relationships and meet somebody that will bring you so much love and peace. And, you know, it's just, black love is beautiful, and our chart mirrors that as well. But I love our chart. I love our chart. Synastry, composite, all of it. I think it's beautiful. So, yeah. And the last question before I fall asleep and lose my voice is, what are some tips on studying astrology, please? I'm really trying to get more into it. So, what did you do to get to where you are? Okay, writing down and having a journal and getting readings and studying by yourself on your own is the pathway to success. And take your time, like take your time. Don't try to do everything at one time because you're going to frustrate yourself. Astrology is the gift that keeps on giving. And there's so much to learn and discover. And it's so much fun. Have fun with it. Experiment, practice. Don't be afraid to be wrong. Get you a little notebook. Get you a little journal so that you can take notes and draw charts and write down keywords and write down notes from getting readings and things like that. And, you know, just be open to receiving information as well as sharing it. And one of the best ways to study astrology is to be a participant. And it's easy to just look on the sidelines and watch everybody else get in the game. But when you put yourself into it, you would be surprised at how fast and quick you learn, and also how much you enjoy it, because you do, each one teach one. We do it better when we do it together. So why not connect with others who love the science just as much as you do? So with that being said, if you are interested in a black astrology group, you don't have to be black to join, but if you're interested in being part of a study group that is not unlike your regular Facebook group, it's very interactive, it's fun, it's insightful, it's expedient, it's quality, it's lit. If you would like to join Afro Astrology, me and my boyfriend, we both created that page to create a safe environment for indigenous people or black people to talk about astrology and spirituality and metaphysics and stuff like that without scrutiny, without criticism from a whole bunch of people who don't even think that we should be doing the science. So, if you want to be part of our group, you must know your sun, moon, and rising sign, and you also have to be willing to participate as well as learn. We're really huge on participation, but yeah. So yeah, just get a journal, get readings. Don't be afraid to be wrong. Don't put the cart before the horse. Take your time, and of course, have fun with it. Don't be all uptight. Just be willing to learn. Take some classes if you need to. You know, if I had the time, I would love to be an astrology teacher, but I just don't have the time. But it's okay, because one day, maybe it'll happen. Just maybe. But nevertheless, that's all I have for tonight's podcast. Thank you so much for listening to me whisper. I'm going to need a cough drop after this. So, thank you all so much. And if you would like to book a reading with me, just search KMJ on Facebook.com. And I can get you set up if you're interested. technology allows for us to do. So, thank you all so much for joining me. I love you. Peace and good night.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.